Welcome to Just Break Up, the podcast about love, heartbreak, and all the relationship advice you don't want to hear. My name is Sierra DeMolder.
And I'm Sam Blackwell. And today we're going to answer a letter from somebody who is wondering how much meh is too much meh. But before we begin, we just want to give you our Surgeon General's warning, which is that Sierra and I are not licensed mental health practitioners.
No, we are full of meh, and we are not professionals. We are not trained in any of this, so please take our advice as you see fit. We're only here to offer our humble musings, so hopefully shed some understanding, and maybe some laughs about the incredibly rewarding but mostly confusing experience that is love. But before we dive into today's letter, it is Monday, so we're going to do a quick check-in topic.
Yes.
Today's check-in topic is actually inspired by our most recent office hours that happened over on our Patreon. If you don't know, you can subscribe on our Patreon for as little as $5 a month and join us for our monthly Zoom call hangout where we call them the office hours, but basically Sam and I check in about a topic and then we answer your questions live on Zoom. Like, we hang out with a bunch of our fellow Head and Heart Work community members and Just Break Up listeners, and y'all ask us questions either in the chat, a private DM, or video. And it's a really great way to connect with you all, to answer your more immediate pressing questions, and to just build community together. Sam and I love these. If you're interested in them, you can find out more at patreon.com/justbreakuppod. But the last time we got together in March's office hours, somebody asked a really great question about how do you rebuild confidence after like a period of difficult dating, or, you know, like a period in which your confidence had taken a couple hits, you know, in the dating world. And I thought it was such a good question that I wanted to bring it to the main stage. Sam, what are your initial thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things that is important to remember is that, like, dating is difficult and specifically also online dating, right? Like, being on the apps is also really difficult. And, you know, dating itself involves rejection, because that's what dating is, right? Is like meeting up with people, seeing how y'all fit together, and then deciding whether or not that is going to work for you. And a lot of that is being like, oh, this isn't actually working. And so rejection is involved. And then the like gamification / like disconnect that comes from the apps is also that, like, you put a picture of yourself out on the internet and people just like say yes or no to it, right? Like, it that, like, yeah. How devastating is it that every day folks are putting themselves out there on the internet and people are just saying yes or no based on like the basest amount of information about them, you know? Like, it's devastating. Absolutely. Yeah, it's really hard. Yeah. So I think
Sam's still feeling hot based off of our last check-in topic last week, which was about how all those dating apps are getting sued for being awful.
It's true. They are. And they should be. And of course, and we talk about this all the time, right? They're kind of a necessary evil at this point, right? Like, you have to be on them because that's where people are meeting people, right? There's fewer other options available. So I think part of it is like, as you are feeling this level of like blow after blow, like remembering that like this isn't necessarily unique to you. It's not because you're like a uniquely unlovable person or undateable person, right? It's like the way that this sort of system as it exists is designed, and that like you're doing this for a reason, right? Which is that you're like looking for somebody, right? You're not just like being subjected to this because it is the thing that you do, but like because you're looking for someone, and that hopefully this work will pay off. And sort of thinking about like the end goal might be helpful as well, while also recognizing that like that it's a grind. Like it's a terrible grind to be doing this type of work all the time. So I also think that like involved in that is also this idea of like, you can also take a break, you know? Like, I think we're so addicted to the dating apps, and because they're designed to be that, tune into last week's Monday episode. And because, you know, we like honestly want connection and we're looking for somebody to meet or some buddies to meet. Right. And like that, that's so real and so important and understandable. And like our mental health sometimes needs a break from the constant rejection, gamification that we're part of, right? So like, I think part of rebuilding confidence sometimes is like to literally take a step back from the toxicity that is dating sometimes and like spend the time affirming the things that are important and valuable to you as well, right? Like where can you spend real time with real people filling up your cup, given that so much of what dating is now is like disconnected rejection. that's kind of what it is at this point.
Yeah. I think you set me up really well for what I want to talk about, which is that question posed in the office hours really made me think a lot about, well, what is confidence and where do we get it from? I think we sort of accidentally assume that confidence is something that is given to us or we earn through some sort of external validation or external witnessing, right? Oh, I feel really confident today because so-and-so said that they like me or because I got that raise or because somebody saw the effort that I'm putting into things. Mm-hmm. And while that is all very true and valid and obviously makes a lot of sense, I think especially, you know, recovering or transitioning through or out of a period of lower confidence in the dating world, I think it's important to remember that confidence is something that can be solely internal, that you don't need to like be affirmed by some external source to make to give yourself confidence, and that it's like, let's take it off its pedestal a little, or let's like de-romanticize it. Confidence is ultimately just feeling good, finding what makes you feel good about yourself. When I first started this podcast years ago, I was like coming out of a shitty relationship. I was coming out of like an abusive work relationship / identity. And I was really focused on that time of my life on just day to day, step by step, hour to hour, what would make me feel good more than it would make me feel shitty, you know?
For real.
And some days what would make me feel good is like getting coffee with Sam. And some days what would make me feel good is staying in bed all day. And some days what would make me feel good would be like really taking a long time to do my hair and then taking myself out to the movies or whatever. I think what I want to offer, if you are in a season of like lesser confidence, just stop and think for a moment, well, what makes me feel good about myself? What makes me feel nice or pretty or in a good mood? You know, I know for a fact that if I get to spend a leisurely 45 minutes getting ready, taking a shower and getting dressed and getting ready, that always like makes me feel good. I feel more confident. I feel calm. I feel like pampered by myself, and a good pair of high-waisted jeans, man. I feel like I can take on the world and that PTA that. Club and that rude person down the street, you know, like, those are personal to me and my body and what makes me feel good going to the grocery store or good cooking myself dinner or whatever. I guess, you know, in summary, just take a moment to divorce the idea of confidence from the external giver of confidence, right? Like the external motivation of confidence, and instead see it as just a feeling of goodness, a feeling of peace within yourself, a feeling of love within yourself. Like, man, I love the way my body feels in these jeans. I love the way my hair looks when I pay attention to it. I love the way I feel when I follow through on my friendships that I've been neglecting. I love the way I feel that inner peace that I cultivate when I take time to cook myself dinner and read a book, and instead of like going out when I know my social battery is tapped out, like really start to cue in on what makes you feel good. What would make you feel good today? And I think that's the first step in building that inner reservoir of confidence that's internal and not externally based.
For sure. Absolutely. Yeah. I will say also like a really tangible piece of advice that got offered in the chat on that office hours, which I thought was also really helpful, was like,
yeah,
spend less time just like going back and forth on the apps and like try and meet each other in person more quickly. And I think that that is like so helpful, because it's like when you're on the apps and all you're looking at is like the best foot that somebody is putting forward, like being rejected by somebody who's like, oh my God, look at them with that dog. Look how funny and witty they are on their prompts. Like, oh, and they don't want me. Like, it's like such a blow, but like actually meeting somebody in person, like humanizes them. And then it makes the rejection different, because it's like, yeah, that person rejected me. And also they had stuff in their teeth that whole dinner, you know, like there's just like, there's so many different ways to like take it out of like the worst case scenario that so many of us go into and into like the actual real world. And like in my experience too, it's like when you meet up with each other and you're both not like vibing, the rejection also feels easier, because it's like, yeah, I could tell we weren't vibing. Like, I totally get it. Like, yeah, absolutely. You know, like there's so much less of the storytelling that we can do when we're like only talking to an avatar on a screen than can happen when we're actually talking to somebody in real life. And also, like, for me, like being in like space with someone felt so much less like I have to say the exact right thing all the time, right? Because it's like, I don't have time for that. Like, I just have to like, all I have to do is like figure out how to have a conversation with this person. And that made it feel less like fraught and like intense in the way that that like online communication can sometimes feel. So that's also my sort of, that's what also what I tried to do when I was on the dating apps, was like get off of them in a reasonable amount of time, right? Like, I know that there's like creepy people out there who are like immediately like, let's go on a date, which is like, eh, like maybe we could spend a little more time like getting to know each other. But like within like at least like a couple days being like, hey, do you want to actually meet up? Because I don't want to keep doing this back and forth thing.
Yes, I think that's lovely. All right. So I hope this helps boost your confidence or your journey to confidence a little bit. And yeah. If you want to hang out with us in our next office hours, it's happening on Sunday, April 21st at 3 p.m. Eastern. And you can join for $5 on our Patreon, and I'll send out the link that day. So we hope to see you there.
All right, let's get into today's letter. So today's letter comes from Bliss and Ambivalence, whose pronouns are she, her, who is writing from a new journey. I'm wondering how much meh is too much meh. I'm not right. I'm not writing to see if you think I should break up. I'm happy with my relationship right now and feel very lucky, but that might be partly due to the fact that I'm not feeling any pressure to move some next step forward or make any long-term commitment. Ultimately, I do want to find a life partner, but I'm in no hurry. I'm divorced, have kids, and a great co-parenting situation, and I am really happy in my life for the first time in years. Decades? Thus, my feelings of not needing to rush any relationship along. My partner and I have been dating for almost 7 months, and our relationship has grown wonderfully. As time has gone on, I feel closer and closer to him, and it has become less and less imaginable to experience life without him. Because of my schedule, we will often go a week barely seeing each other, and then we'll get these blissful weekends where we spend every minute together, and sometimes it truly feels like every moment is utter perfection. I even had the thought of, oh, this is what people were talking about. However, recently, we were apart a little more than usual. I was so excited to get a weekend together, but when we did, by the second day, I was surprised to find myself feeling a little meh. It wasn't boredom exactly. It was more like, I'm not totally sure I want to be around you. It lasted most of the day and wasn't pleasant. I did feel like once we got our rhythm going, it faded, but it left a bad taste in my mouth. As I said, at this point, it doesn't really feel breakup worthy, but I'm curious about it. I've made some bad relationship decisions in the past, namely not listening to my gut and staying in unsatisfying relationships far past their expiration date. So when I started dating again after divorce, this was a pattern I wanted to look out for. I'm on high alert, in other words. And since I know that I've put up with way too much meh in the past, I'm interested to hear your thoughts on how much is too much. I assume that this is something that even the most happy, loving couples experience, but maybe not? Should I have the standard that I should always be 100% sure? To clarify, I don't mean never bored or never unhappy with some situation or behavior. I mean rather that I should expect to feel some gut-level doubt about my partner and my relationship. Or is an occasional feeling of I could take it or leave it okay to be expected at this stage in a relationship? My gut is telling me that I should end things if this keeps coming back, but because I should expect more, but maybe it's unrealistic to think that I should never feel it. Thank you for your thoughts.
All right, my darling, thank you so much for writing and for trusting us with this letter and for listening. I really appreciate this letter. What I love about it is that you have peace in your life. You have hard-earned perspective, and you're really enjoying this new joy, this relationship. It's starting to feel really lovely. And all of a sudden, you get those icky feelings or those meh feelings. And everything that you've learned, that hard-earned perspective from your past relationships, is coming up to defend you, to protect your peace, to protect your joy, and to prevent the pain that you had in the past. So what I see here is like hard-earned perspective and experience trying to prevent future hurt. And hey, I commend you for that. I think that's really great. And it makes a lot of sense that in all relationships at any stage in your life, when you start to feel anything but those, you know, super confident, chaotic little butterflies, you're like, well, is this worth it? Is this the time that I thought I should be prepared for in the past? Is this the time that I've been working towards where I can defend myself, where I can protect myself? I have often like had weird little daydream fantasies about if my wife and I ever separated and I had to be in the dating field again, like how I would protect myself this time around and how I would prevent my suffering and how I would tell that asshole to go eat it instead of sleeping with him for another four more times.
For sure.
I have these little daydreams about like how I could apply everything I've learned since the last time I was crushed to protect me in the future. And I think this is one of those instances where you're wondering like, is this it? Is this the moment I step up and protect myself? And we're going to talk about all of that and hopefully give you something, you know, to chew on about in terms of like resting in the fact that you can trust yourself. And also maybe one bad day doesn't mean this person is not good for you. We don't know. We're not in your body. But first, we're going to take a very quick break. Spring has sprung and summer is just around the corner. Packing your bag with sunscreen, your emotional support water bottle, and that steamy beach read. But wait, this year there's a new kind of essential that's right at your fingertips. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, spicy audio stories. They bring scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes and realistic characters. Discover stories about second chance romances, adventurous vacation flings, and hot and heavy hookups.
And get this, there's a growing library of fantasy series with werewolves, Greek gods and goddesses, Regency era, historical fiction, my absolute favorite, and fairy smut to explore the bounds of your pleasure. New content is released every week, so in between listening to your favorite stories again and again, you will always find something new to explore. Dipsy offers a modern approach to romance through high quality and captivating audio fiction.
For listeners of this show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/justbreakup. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/justbreakup. dipsystories.com/justbreakup.
All right, everyone, welcome back. Bliss and ambivalence, thank you so much for writing. You know, I think that I definitely relate to the question that you're asking here. You know, I think the idea that we're supposed to be like constantly feeling happy and fulfilled and joyful in our relationship 100% of the time is like something that kind of faded for me as like I lived more life, you know what I mean? Where I was like, oh yeah, this is kind of unreasonable to expect that somebody is going to like fill my cup every single day of my life. And mm-hmm. that like, I'm going to never be like, can you like go to a different room, please? Like, you know what I mean? And I think that it's like, I'll say in my own relationship, and I think that this is true of like all of the friends that I've talked to, is that like, yeah, absolutely. 90% of the time, like it's really great to have our partners with us and to be experiencing their presence. And then like 5% of the time, it's kind of like, can you not? Or like, yeah, I don't know. Like I could be spending time on my own, which sounds really nice, or whatever it might be. Right. Like, you know, that feeling that you're experiencing of like, yeah, we're spending 2 days together. And then the second day I'm kind of like, I kind of just wish I was back in my own apartment. Like that sounds really nice, is like deeply relatable. And the fact that you're like in the 7 month mark, I'm like, yep, that sounds about right. Right. Like it's not that the honeymoon has worn off, but it is a little bit like, yeah, okay. Some of maybe the excitement of like newness has worn off, and like you're a busy person that's being pulled in lots of different directions as like a person who's managing co-parenting and having children. And like, I could imagine that there are some times where you're like, yeah, I love that we get to spend weekends together. And also like sometimes it would be nice to have a weekend where I get to just do the things that I wanted to, you know what I mean? Like I can totally imagine that. And so I think as I was reading your letter, I was like, none of this feels like a red flag to me. Like I'm not looking at this and being like, oh my God, get out of this. You're settling. This person isn't right for you. What I felt when I read your letter was like a deep sense of like, yes, I relate to this, you know. And I had similar fears in lots of different relationships where it would be like, I'm not really feeling this person in the way that I was feeling them 3 weeks ago. Does that mean something different? And then sort of seeing that the next time we hung out, it felt really different, or the next time we hung out, it felt the same. And it was like, oh, this isn't really working, is it? Right. And so I think I just want to say that like what you're going through, I think is relatable, and probably a lot of people have experienced that, especially in the time period that you're talking about, right? Like, we're done with we're going on dates and it's amazing and everyone's on their best behavior, to the like, oh, now I kind of see what you are like when you're at your like most relaxed, which is not bad. It's just different than what I was expecting.
Oh my God. Yeah, that is really beautifully articulated. And I also want to extend the idea that like, when things are going really, really well and you have an off day, where like maybe they do something that like makes you not attracted to them, or like you don't feel those chaotic butterflies or whatever, it can feel like such a drop, because like you said in your letter, it was going so well. It was like, it felt so good. It felt so enticing. It felt like what you had been missing out on.
For sure.
And then you have like a normal meh day, and that meh feels so much more devastating. And so much, it has so much more implication than like a normal meh day,
right. Mm-hmm.
Because it's the first, you know, or it's the first time that you didn't have that extreme joy or pleasure or whatever. So just pointing that out as well. I think Sam and I mostly just want you to feel confident and capable of protecting yourself. That like, as Sam said, you know, this doesn't tell us any huge red flag that you shouldn't be with this person. It doesn't tell us that you are betraying yourself or not protecting yourself. It tells us that you had a meh day with this person, and that's something to pay attention to. That's something to note and examine moving forward. But we trust you. You know, we trust you to take what you've learned in these past relationships, synthesize it, and apply it to your new world. And even if you stayed with this guy, what if he turns out to be an asshole and you stayed with him for, you know, 3 weeks longer than you should have. Right?
Should have, in
even
quotes,
then,
right? Should have, yep.
All of this is quotes. He doesn't sound like an asshole. Sounds like he had like a boring day, which makes sense. But, you know, even if things were to go south, and even if you were to not know the perfect time to extricate yourself from that relationship, to protect yourself from harm, you still are a totally different person than you were 10, 20 years ago.
Yep.
And you still are that much more capable of being connected with that authentic voice inside you that is trying to lead you to your intuition. You know, I think I thought once I suffered and learned that I would always be able to apply that learning, you know.
Mm. I love that.
I don't know if that's totally true.
Yep.
I think the learning is always in action, in practice. So it's like, You won't always be able to know the perfect time to leave a relationship. You might have to sit in it a day or two longer, or you might have to sit in those feelings a little bit longer. I'm kind of like railing into the breakup with this dude territory, and that's not what I think here. Like, what I really want to say is I trust you to figure it out. I trust you. You know, this is not a red flag to us. This isn't telling, you know, like, we don't expect you to have a perfect day with your partner every single day. And I know that in the coming weeks and months and weekends that you get to spend with this person, if you continually feel an aversion to them or a disconnection from them, that is telling you something. And I trust you to follow it, to take care of yourself, you know, because of all of the things that you've learned in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the goal isn't that we like somehow magically intuit every possible thing and act accordingly, right? Like, oh, I'm getting an inkling that things are meh, that I should know exactly what that means and that I should be breaking up with this person, right? Like, I think one of the things that experience helps us do is actually spot patterns, right? So it's not just looking for like, suddenly our gut will be able to predict the future for us, but instead being like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm noticing that thing coming up in me. I'm going to pay some attention to it, right? And I'm not just going to like push it down and pretend like it's not happening. And I'm also not going to blow it out of proportion. I'm going to hold it in its proper context, right? Like, this is kind of a meh day. I wonder what that means. Does that mean something bigger? Does that mean something small? I don't know. So I'm going to be curious. I'm going to approach it and recognize that like, there's no right way to handle this. There's just a way of holding it in a way that it feels like manageable for you. And if you decide in 3 weeks, like, yeah, this is a lot of meh, I'm not feeling this, great. If you decide in 6 months, this is actually like that meh didn't mean anything, like this is still really great. Like, all of that is really good. And I think that you are asking yourself the right questions. I just want to like take the burden off of you to like somehow be able to intuit immediately what this thing means and say, you don't have to figure that out right now, but I appreciate that you're sort of noticing it rather than pushing it down or pretending like it's not happened. Like, that's you disrupting the pattern that you were in, and keep doing that. Absolutely. But don't make yourself feel like you need to use the knowledge that you have to be like an immediate expert in every relationship and be able to predict the future, because you can't predict it. You can only do what you can do with what you have immediately available for you.
Yeah. All right, my darling. We don't have the answers. You might not even have the answers right now, but we trust that you can make informed, authentic, and protective decisions over your life. We love you so much.
Absolutely. And we hope this helps. Thank you so much for writing. We love you. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Like Sierra said, if you would like more content from us, or if you would like access to those office hours where we answer fun questions like we answered at the beginning of this episode, you can support us on Patreon. If you support us on Patreon for as little as $5 a month, you'll get an additional bonus weekly episode and access to those office hours. That's patreon.com/justbreakuppod.
You can slide into our DMs, send us your favorite relationship memes, but most importantly, you can submit your questions about all matters of the heart at justbreakuppod.com, which is also where you can find our merchandise.
Please remember to like, follow, subscribe, give us a 5-star rating and review. This literally keeps our mics on and helps us reach more brokenhearted souls who need two random strangers giving them relationship advice.
Just Break Up is a production of Duvide Media, original recording, producing, editing, all magical things by our good friend Spencer Worth Davis. Make sure to check out his podcast and his music. And remember, you can trust yourself. Despite the times in your history that you may have been taken advantage of, or you know, the times that you feel as though you betrayed yourself because you knew better, but you didn't act differently, that is not now. Now is different. You have different experience, different perspective, different tools, different supports, and you are a trustworthy protector of your own heart. And if all else fails,
just break up.